So my role in the advisory council, I support the chairperson to fulfill the plans and aspirations that we have for the European youth across different countries. And our main priorities are to mainstream youth policies across different European bodies. Also is to ensure that the young people are involved in the process of decision making by sitting on the round table with governments and really asserting their needs and guiding these policies towards something that is reflective of their reality.
What was your role here at the forum?
I was part of a panel discussion that was going to look into youth policies, you know, after 20 years, what could be the ways forward and what is missing today. So I was given the co-management as an example of a possible tool that could be used to get people together, young people and the government, to have discussions, a dialogue, and really trust each other and respect each other and give each other the needs and the rights they deserve.
What kind of youth policies you have at the Council of Europe?
Mainly our youth policies are based on youth rights approach, meaning that everything that we do, everything that we ask for is based on youth rights. You know, young people need access, they have a right to have access to education, to health, to employment, and we ensure that whatever policies that are on paper as ink is also translated into reality in actions, and this is what we try to push for in the Advisory Council.
What do you think the next step after this forum?
I think two things. First of all, there has to be a common definition, a common international definition on what's youth policy, and also who could be considered a youth. There's different age sets that needs to be looked into so that we are inclusive of all the youth in different continents. But second thing would be to provide the budget. It's very easy to say, you know, we need youth policies, but there are countries who don't even have the budget, or they have the youth policies written, but they cannot implement it because of lack of resources. So it's very easy for us to talk today and not really give the support mechanism that these governments need.
Do you support other countries other than the countries in the Council of Europe?
I mean, there's always an exchange of best practices and of knowledge, etc., etc. But in Council of Europe, we focus on European countries. We have 47 countries in Europe, and some of them do have youth policies, but they need to be strengthened or implemented. So our main focus are on Europe at the moment. Yeah.